Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy, a low of 37. If you were thinking of finishing up your yard work for the year this coming weekend, be advised you may have to shovel first. New computer models on a weather system coming out of the west show southeast Wisconsin in line for some accumulating snow. Friday's forecast is calling for light rain and snow developing in the afternoon, with a better chance Friday night of perhaps up to 6 inches of accumulation. Saturday, after another 1 to 3 inches, the snow is then predicted to diminish to snow showers, but followed by gusty winds and a high of only 33. The budget process in the city of Racine has been, over the years, a sometimes gut-wrenching experience. But the 2016 spending plan was passed by the Common Council last night without discussion or any last-second amendments. The budget includes sidewalk maintenance shifted to capital borrowing and $1.5 million in the CIP toward equipment for rolling out garbage collection carts. Finance Committee Chairman Q.A. Shakur had some reservations with parts of the budget, but supported it overall.
Not happy with the debt situation, but there are some things that we do need to get. The sewer and the water situation, I'd like to see that a bit different next year. Hopefully we can get refunds instead of increases, but I will support it.
The 2016 general fund budget was approved on an 11-4 vote, the capital spending budget on a 10-5 vote. The budget's estimated tax impact right now is about 32 cents on a home valued at $100,000, pending the state's release next month of total assessed value on taxable properties. Annual and semi-annual parking passes will be available for the Sturtevant train station, the village board approving the additional passes last night. A regular train rider requested the addition, saying they could increase the number of people who catch the train in Sturtevant. Trustees also voted last night to make the passes non-transferable. Police Chief Sean Marschke supporting the idea.
Understandably, they could do that, but you don't want people putting it on eBay saying, I'm leaving, you want to buy my second 6 months for this much.
The passes will also be non-refundable. Yearly passes will cost $500 and $300 for semi-annual passes. There will also be slight increases in the cost of daily and monthly passes next year. Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser says he has no regrets over pushing a piece of state legislation that the Kenosha City Council is now thumbing its nose at. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Aldermen voted unanimously this week to direct city administration to just ignore the new state law, which requires the city's water utility to provide hookups when and wherever adjacent municipalities request them. City says the measure, which applies only to Kenosha, would promote inefficiencies by forcing it to alter long-term plans piecemeal. And Utility General Manager Ed St. Peter told the alderman the state's own constitution gives the city legal clout. Cruiser, though, doesn't believe that's clear-cut, and he says he has no regrets about working with the issue with Representative Samantha Kirkman, says the city has been less than cooperative in working with its neighbors on planning issues. I'm Tom Cargill, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Striking Kohler Company workers have been ordered by a judge not to interfere with traffic near the company's property. It's a temporary injunction from a Sheboygan County judge as the result of traffic jams up to 2 miles long at times, caused by more than 1,000 United Auto Workers Union members marching in solidarity on Monday. The union is on strike at Kohler for the first time since 1983. The Chicago City Council passes an ordinance reaffirming the city's status as a sanctuary city in defiance of Governor Rayner's ban on Syrian refugees. With a Syrian refugee family in attendance, Alderman noted that Chicago has always welcomed immigrants and refugees and will continue to do so. Mayor Rahm Emanuel echoed their remarks, saying that the response to the Paris attacks should not be to ban refugees, but to double down on efforts to welcome them. Governor Walker has also informed federal officials that Wisconsin will not welcome Syrian refugees until security measures are reviewed. A Packer fan's banner has the Carolina Panthers rethinking their policies on signs at their stadium. The team has announced that signs fans bring to games can now be no larger than 2 by 2 foot square. When Green Bay took on the Panthers earlier this month, quarterback Cam Newton tore down a 3 by 8 foot banner that said North Carolina Cheesehead. The fan had the permission of security, but Newton took offense to seeing it in his home stadium. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.